చైతన్య చరితామృత్ మధ్య లీలా చాప్టర్ 5 ఎంటైటిల్డ్ ది యాక్టివిటీస్ ఆఫ్ సాక్షి గోపాల్ టెక్స్ట్ 12 వన యాత్రాయ వన దేఖి దేఖే గోవర్ధన్ ద్వాదశ వన దేఖి శేష గేలా వృందావన్ వన యాత్రాయ దే ఆఫ్టర్ ద బ్రాహ్మణాస్ హూ హెడ్ గాన్ ఆన్ ద పిల్గ్రిమేజ్ హెడ్ కమ్ టు మథురా ఇన్ మథురా డిస్ట్రిక్ట్ దే వెంట్ ఆన్ అ pilgrimage of the various vanas. The 12, Vrindavan has 12 vanas. So Vrindavan can refer to one particular one in that place, and it can also refer to a village within that one, and it can also refer to the larger area which includes all the 12 forests. So vana yatra, they went on a yatra of all the places. Dekhe Govardhan, so this, during that yatra they beheld Govardhan. And then Dwadasha vana dekhi, Dwadashavana Dekhi. They saw the 12 forests and then after that, Gela Vrindavan. They came to Vrindavan. So, Srila Prabhupada explains in the purport that actually the 12 forests of Vrindavan, Dwadashakanan, as they are celebrated in poetry, that on the Yamuna's eastern side, there are 5 of those, and on the western side, there are 7. So, Bhadravan, Bilvavan, Lohavan, Bhandhiravan and Mahavan are on the eastern side. And Madhuvan, Talavan, Kumudavan, Bahulavan, Kamyavan, Khadiravan and Vrindavan are on the western side. So, now there is the whole, there is a place called Panchakrosha Vrindavan. So, Panchakrosha Vrindavan is actually the town, Panchakrosha Vrindavan. And now, sir, the Panchakrosha Vrindavan is situated in the forest of Vrindavan, which extends for around, as Prabhupada says, 32 miles from Nandagram, extends from the town of Vrindavan up to Nandagram and Varshana on 2 different sides. So essentially, there is a Vrindavan town. Then that Vrindavan town is in a forest, which is also called as Vrindavan, and that forest is a part of 12 forests, and the whole area of the 12 forests is also collectively referred to as Vrindavan. So it's described after they beheld the various forests of Vrindavan, then they came to the Vrindavan Panchakroshi, the town named Vrindavan. And then Vrindavane Govindasthane Mahadevalai Se Mandire Gopalere Mahasevahai. Vrindavane, in Vrindavan, Govindasthane, that at a place where the present Govinda temple is, Mahadevalai, there was a magnificent temple at that time, Devalai, Alai means home, Himalai is the place where Hima is, snow resides. So here, Devalai means the place where the Devtas, the Lord resides, so that's a temple, Mahadevalai. Magnificent temple is there. Se Mandire Gopaler Mahasevahai. Se Mandire, in this temple, Gopale, there is a deity of Gopal, and Mahasevahai, excellent, high class, magnificent service is performed in this temple. Now Krishnadas Kaviraj has stayed in Vrindavan for many years. In fact, he wrote Chaitanya Charitamrita in Vrindavan itself. And he knows these 10 temples very intimately. We can just contemplate and imagine, try to imagine his ecstasy as he is putting into written form for the memory, for the recollection of devotees for millennia, the places that are so close to his heart, the places which about which he has such cherished memories, and the places that are abodes of ecstasy for so many during his times and before his times. And through his books, those places are going to continue to be of ecstasy to people who just read those books, even if they don't come to see those places. So it's like a person describing one's own home or one's own intimate places. This is what he's describing. Of course, Krishna doesn't think of Vrindavan as his place. He thinks of it as, Krishna Kaviraj Goswami thinks of it as Krishna's place, and he is fortunate that he thinks, I have an opportunity to stay in this place. Keshi Tirtha Kali Arhadadi Ke हृदादि के कैल स्नान, श्री गोपाल देखी ताहा करिल विश्राम. सो इन द वृंदावन पंचक्रोशी, व्हाट आर द इंपॉर्टेंट प्लेसेस टू सी? दिस केशी घाट, द प्लेस वेयर केशी वॉज किल्ड, एंड कालिया हृदादि के, फ्रॉम केशी घाट क्लोज विथ सेल्फ इज कालिया हृदा द लेक एंड द घाट विच इज देयर where Kaliya used to live. Kaliya used to live not exactly in the Yamuna river, but in a you could say small, in a lake which was connected to Yamuna but not directly to the Yamuna. That area is now dried up mostly. So, but that is also a place of pilgrimage. Kaila Snan. So, in those places, the two Brahmanas bathed. Then Shri Gopala Dekhi Taha Karila Vishram. They beheld Gopal, and usually most temples had some places for tourists, for pilgrims. And it was understood at that time pilgrims have come for doing punya by coming to the behold the temples, and they would need place for staying. So the temple themselves had had facilities where people could stay more or less in the temple premises. So Gopala Saundarya Duhara Manani Lahari Sukhapaya Rahetaha Dinaduichari. So Gopala Saundarya, the beauty of this Gopal deity was so much that Duhara Manani Lahari, for both of them, it stole away their mind. So in this world, sometimes when say a man sees the beauty of a attractive woman, then his mind just gets captivated and he just keeps seeing her in his mind's eye again and again and again. And that's how people imagine that they're falling in love. Now, this is actually a distant and often distorted reflection of the soul's original and pure attraction for Krishna. And just one darshan of Krishna is enough to captivate the heart of a devotee. And the devotee again and again thinks of Krishna. So what happened? They were on a pilgrimage. So it was not like a hasty pilgrimage. You go to this place, then rush to that place, then rush to that place. You have to squeeze in as many pilgrimage places as possible before we go back to our jobs and our schedules. No, they had planned in such a way that they had taken substantial time out for pilgrimage. So when they were charmed, enchanted, captivated by the beauty of Gopal, they decided, oh, the vibes in this place are so wonderful. Let us stay here for some more time. So, Sukhapaya, because they got such joy over there, Rahetaha Dinadui Chari. So, they stayed there for a longer time. And Krishna Das Kalyani Goswami doesn't go into precise historical details. He says, more time they stayed there. What is the time? Dui Chari, 2 or 4 days. Basically, they prolong their visit. So, here, what happened next? दुई विप्र मध्य एक विप्रवृद्ध प्राय आर विप्र युवा तांद्र करेन सहाय. नाउ कृष्णदास कविराज गोस्वामी टेक्स अ क्लोज अप ऑफ दीज टू ब्राह्मणास. हु आर दे एंड व्हाट इज देयर इंटररिलेशनशिप? दुई विप्र मध्य अमंग दोस टू वन वाज एल्डरली वृद्ध प्राय एंड नेचुरली इन अ कल्चर सोसाइटी the younger, healthier people want to assist the elderly people. So, Ara Vipra Yuva, so the other Vipra was Yuva, and what did he do? Tandra Kare Na Sahai. He would assist that elderly Vipra, and he would help that Vipra in his various activities. So, the devotee culture is a culture of service, and that service is not just spiritual. Spiritual service, we could say, means, you know, we help others to chant, we help others to understand Shastra, we help others to learn devotional service. That is good. But if somebody is interested in bhakti, then even the body of that person, serving that body can also be a part of the service. So, a service that is a part of bhakti. So, we serve devotees not just segregating things. You know, I'll only serve the soul and not serve the body.
Now we were the relation. The person is a complete person right now. We can't divorce the soul from the body as long as we are an embodied existence, neither for ourselves nor for others. So we see a devotee's bodily weaknesses as not material and therefore to be neglected. We see them as opportunities for us to render service. And that's how this younger Brahmana was serving the elderly Brahmana during the journey. What happened next? We'll continue in our future talks.